crucified the Lord of glory.
Because of the princes of this world, the scribes and Pharisees followed and obeyed Rome. If they had followed God the Father through the Son, they would have been all right. But they said, nope, we follow Rome. Give me that in John 11 just to prove the point. John 11, 47.
John chapter 11, verse 47. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone,
if we leave him alone,
all men will believe on him.
Everybody's going to believe on him. Go ahead.
And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation.
You see that right there? They feared Rome. The princes of the world feared Rome. That was their God. John 8, 44. This is what Christ said to the Pharisees.
John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil.
He said, you Pharisees, you guys, you of your father, the devil. Go ahead.
And
guess
lust-
what? Guess who the devil was he was talking about? Rome.
That's
Rome.
Right.
Go ahead.
And the lust of your father ye will do.
And all the desires of Satan, your father Rome, you will do. You obey them. Go ahead.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
Which goes back to Cain, that hateful spirit. Go ahead.
And abode not in the truth.
And did not abide. Cain didn't abide in the truth. Rome don't abide in the truth. So the Pharisees followed them. Was that it, Cap?
Because there is no truth in him.
Mm-hmm.
When he speaketh a lie.
When he speaks a lie.
He speaketh of his own.
He speaks of his own.
For he is a liar and the father of it.
Uh-huh. Go back.
Sir. 1 Corinthians.
Go back to 1 Corinthians 2. What verse were you in?
We left off at verse 8.
Read verse 8 again.
Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
If they understood the scriptures through the Father and the Son, they would never have crucified Christ. Go ahead.
But as it is written,
mm-hmm.
I have not seen. Nor ear heard. Neither hath entered into the heart of man
mm-hmm.
the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
You know how heavy that verse is? We got brothers in AI, brothers and sisters, and they create this nice, beautiful stuff. But the Bible says, no, no, no. What I have prepared, I have never seen it. You've never heard of this. Never enter into the heart of man. Give me 2 Ezra 5:40. The Lord is saying you can't imagine this.
Right.
2 Ezra chapter 5 and verse 40. Then said he unto me, like as thou canst do none of these things that I have spoken of, even so canst thou not find out my judgment, or in the end, the love that I have promised unto my people.
Y'all see that part right there? It says, even so canst thou not find out my judgment, what I'm going to do, or in the end, the love that I have promised unto my people. Meaning it's unimaginable. We think we can imagine it, but we can't. Go back.
Yes, sir.
And what verse were you in?
Verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
Come on.
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
And where was he quoting that from? Get that Isaiah 64. 4. That's a quote.
Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him.
So many of the things Paul is saying, he's getting from the scriptures, the Old Testament. He's not pulling things out of thin air. He's getting it from a scriptural context. Okay, go back.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
That's right, because Paul had many visions. He saw some wonders. Go back to Colossians now. Go back to Colossians, and we are at verse 4, I believe, Yuri.
Yes, sir. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
Y'all see that right there? This I say, lest any man should beguile you. The word beguile, can we look up that word? Beguile, IT, can we look up beguile? Beguile.
Beguile means to charm, enchant, or attract someone, sometimes in a deceptive or cunning way. The word bridges a unique line between friendly charm and sneaky manipulation.
Y'all see that right there? So, watch this. Go back to Colossians 2 again.
Verse 4.
You read verse 4 again.
And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
So those enticing words goes back to chapter 1. Where was it? The wisdom of this world. Where were we reading that at? We're just reading that.
1 Corinthians.
Was it 1 Corinthians? Let me see it real quick. Chapter 2.
Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom.
Why? Because man's wisdom can beguile you, deceive you. Now watch this. Romans 16, 17.
Romans chapter 16 and verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them.
Remember, we went here because of men beguiling you. Paul was warning, lest any man should beguile you, deceive you, trick you. Go ahead.
Four. They that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly.
See that? Meaning their own personal gain. They feed their own belly, their own mind. Go ahead.
And by good words.
Here it goes. By good words.
And fair speeches.
And lovely, beautiful speeches. Go ahead.
Deceive the hearts of the simple.
If you ain't studying, especially you sisters, if you ain't studying, you're going to get deceived very easily. All nations can be saved. Yeah, God loves everybody, and he's white. So it's warning you, okay, about fair speeches, deceiving the hearts of the simple. Give me that one in where is it? Proverbs 28 about the way of the wicked seduces them. I want that one. Find me that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? All right, give me that.
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 26. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them.
Notice, it says, although the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, the wicked seduces them. You'll not find scriptures where the righteous seduce. Because the word seduce is a negative, in a negative context. The wicked always seduce the righteous. This is why you'll see brothers, and you'll see sisters meet somebody in the world and convince themselves because they are so good looking, I can win them over. That never happens. Nope, that's not what the Bible says. It says the way of the wicked does what, brothers and sisters? Seduces them. They seduce the righteous, not the other way around. You always get, oh, I think I can win him over. Oh, he goes, I think I can win her. Nope, nope, just give it time. You'll be out. You'll be out. Give me that 1 Corinthians 6 and 14 about unequally yoked. That one. Just popped in my mind. Y'all bear with me. You know when you teach class, things just pop around. Pop, 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 pop. Is it 2 Corinthians? Thank you. Get that.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Why? Because they will seduce you. But you know what you say? No, he's so fine, so divine, I could win him. Or he goes, she's so lovely, I could win her over to this truth. Read that again.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Why? Because they will seduce you to serving Satan once again. Matthew 8.
There's one more verse.
Oh, go ahead.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?
What fellowship, what agreement has righteousness with unrighteousness? Good.
And what communion hath light with darkness?
There's no agreement there. Was that it, Yuri?
And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel.
An infidel is an idol worshiper, an unbeliever. But I know you got the Midas touch. You can win them over. You fooling yourself. Okay? Here we go back to Matthew 18 now. So when we're being warned not to be beguiled, when we're being warned to avoid them that cause division, it's so that you and me don't get seduced. But he or she was my friend. I think I can win them back. No, stop it. Read that. Start at 15, just go down.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone.
Alone, go ahead.
If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee.
He didn't want to hear you alone, go ahead.
Then take with thee one or two more.
Why?
That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established.
Now let's see what happens if he still don't want to submit. Watch. And now this is major things. This ain't talking about he picked up my pencil and put it on the left side of the table and he lied it was on the right side. Let's get him. No, it's not about stupidity like that. Or they don't like my unleavened bread. It ain't talking about that. We had cases like that. Here come a sister. Nobody likes my unleavened bread. I want a Matthew 18. Get the hell out of here, you simple self. You can't cook. You can't bake. Learn. She want to get people thrown out to school. We ain't throwing nobody out because they don't like your damn bacon.
Right.
Where we at?
Verse 17. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church.
Tell it to the church.
But
here's the point.
If he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican.
So you mean to tell me Christ don't know what he's talking about? If he don't want to hear the church, it says deal with him like a heathen and a publican. Publicans were tax collectors. We didn't like them. The Israelites did not like them. We did not talk with them. The heathen were the other nations. So deal with them like that. Okay? So I know you know better than Christ. Christ is warning you to separate from them. Why? Because they will seduce you. And they always keep a little bit of a way to get back into your life. A little hot pocket so they can win you over to Satan. With fair speeches, kind words. You know, I always liked you. You were my favorite deacon. Word. Yeah. Yeah, come on over for dinner tonight. Yeah, you're different than the rest of them. All that's to seduce you. Go back, Yuri, where were you at? Colossians?
Yes, sir.
I want four again.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 4. In this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
Now I'm gonna talk about family for a second. Oh, y'all break up families. We don't break up families. If your family doesn't have an issue with you in the scriptures, they're not trying to manipulate your children, fine. But we will warn you. If your family is saying, hey, come out of that Bible. To hell with that. Let's smoke some weed. Let's do what we used to do. Y'all better separate from them. All we can do is warn y'all. Why? Because you will. And y'all can put it on the screen. I don't care. They will seduce you to go right back to the way you used to be. Okay? Because that's what the scribes and the Pharisees are doing. That's what the Christian preachers do. Okay? Galatians 1, 6 and 7, please.
Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Unto another gospel. Mm-hmm.
Which is not another.
Which is not another. Why? Go back to the video with the Pharisees. Go back. Go back to the beginning of that. Yeah, play. The Pharisees were using the same scriptures to manipulate the followers of Christ to go back to animal sacrifice. These Christians are using the same scriptures to manipulate people that Jesus is white. It's okay to celebrate Christmas. That's why it says which is not another, because they were using the same text. But they were lying, using deceitful words. Read.
Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you.
Yep.
And would pervert the gospel of Christ.
That's what the Pharisees were doing. That's what the Christian church does today. They pervert the gospel of Christ. That's their livelihood. Go back. Give me some of them other images up, IT. Okay, here's one. IT, Thank you. Here's one. Yep, here's another. Come on. Give me the one with the guy with the lamb in his hand. He's holding a lamb. I'm bringing it back to the, yes. They were trying to get people to go back to animal sacrifice. They said salvation comes through sacrifice. That's the initial context that Paul was dealing with in going against these scribes and Pharisees. Everybody understand that, right? All right. Now what verse we at, Yuri? Colossians what?
We read verse 4.
Read verse 4 again.
And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words.
Uh-huh.
For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Now I love that scripture right there, verse 5. Read it again.
For though I be absent in the flesh.
Meaning Paul was not there in Colossae. He was not there in Laodicea. Go ahead. I meant Laodicea. Go ahead.
Yet am I with you in the spirit.
He said, yet I am with you in the spirit. Go ahead.
Joying and beholding your order.
That right there. Joying and beholding your order. Go ahead.
And the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Now we want to talk about order for a moment. Give me Deuteronomy 1:13. Order. Order. Order in the court. There's a lot of things going on, brothers. Read that. Get me that. Colossians 1. And you, yes, I love order. God loves order. Act, you know what? When you look at the Chinese military, do you see order when they out there? Woo! And China be bad. Them legs be kicking in the air and all that. I mean, wow! White folks, the white folks got their thing going on too. What's the Iran thing? Like Iranian Republic Guard Corp, something like that. Order. When you get to blacks and Latinos, oh shoot, I'm looking at the African military garbage.
Bruh.
We went to see the vice president of Uganda. We go in there, some of the security sleep. Just let's on the ground sleep. I'm like, fire everybody.
Boy, ain't no way.
What the hell is this? Rusty guns. Some guns got no bullets. It's crazy. Haiti, forget Haiti. Oh, to hell with that.
Come on now, dog.
You can't make this stuff up. Read that for me, Cap.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 13.
So we're going here where Paul, because Paul said, beholding, joying and beholding your order. God is all about order. Go ahead.
Take you wise men and understanding.
See that? Take you wise men and understanding.
And known among your tribes.
Wait, that part right. We always skip that part right there. And known among your tribes. Some of you captains, some of you officers are not known. Nobody knows you except your local school. So you're not fitting that. There's going to be a lot of, give me a nice word.
Restructuring.
Why? Because I'm comfortable here. Since we're in Austin, I'll use Austin. Well, nobody knows you in New York. Nobody knows you in Arizona. Who the hell are you? One Passover, I remember. The captain, they say, Captain such and such. And you can hear some people, some captains, the crowd goes crazy. Other captains you hear. Because nobody knows you. You have become a nobody. And that's your doing. It ain't because we did nothing to you. You decided I want to hide here and be known among my local school. Yeah, that one cop is your wife and maybe your daughter. You made yourself a nobody. We didn't do that to you. Read the verse again. Oh, not you. Yuri.
Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes.
Now, how will we know you're wise and understanding? Have we held brothers back from teaching, what's that called? Break in the middle. The morning, daily bread. We say, get them brothers up there to teach. If you don't teach, that's because you don't want to teach. That's on you. I saw a video the other day. Chinese lady walked up to the camp and said, Ephesians 2, 11 to 16 is talking about Chinese people and everybody. The brother goes, give me the mic. Let me break it down. Every verse that was read, all his answer was, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. And the Chinese lady's looking at him like, what the hell? Yeah. She said, and she put her hands up in victory. I was so mad when I saw the video. I was infuriated.
The hell is this?
Infuriated. I couldn't take it. Yuri, where we at?
Verse 13. Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes and I will make them rulers over you.
You know what you got to do to, once your wisdom kicks in, people going to know you're wise. They can say, now this brother's good right here. I listen to his classes. He's known amongst people. He travels. He's here 1 week. He's there another month over here. Everybody going to know who you are. Read.
And ye answered me and said.
Wait, was that the whole verse?
That was verse 13.
We're going to go down to 15.
Yes, sir. Verse 14. And ye answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribe, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you.
See that? Go ahead.
Captains over thousands.
Captains over thousands.
And captains over hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
And captains over 50s.
That's right.
And captains over tens. And officers among your tribes.
See that right there? So we ain't making stuff up. Give it in 1 Corinthians 12. You read it today, Deke. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. Watch this. 1 Corinthians. Stop going so fast. You know I'm slow. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. And God has set some in the church first apostles.
So now, in conjunction with what we read, he says the first leadership in the church are first apostles. Go ahead.
Secondarily, prophets.
Then he says secondarily come prophets. Go ahead.
Thirdly, teachers.
Now, this is not contradicting what we read in Deuteronomy, because all men have different gifts. Go ahead.
After that, miracles.
Uh-huh.
Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues.
You see that? Helps, governments, diversities of tongues, which goes back to the stewardship program. It all falls into play. Okay, everybody understand what I'm saying, right? From there, give me Titus 1 and 5. Titus, joying and beholding your order.
Titus chapter 1 and verse 5. For this cause, let I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order.
Set in what?
In order.
Set in order.
The things that are wanting.
The things that are lacking. Set in order the things that are lacking. Was that the whole verse? That's all I want.
And ordain elders in every city.
You see those elders? That goes back to Deuteronomy 1, 13 to 15. It goes back to 1 Corinthians 12, 20 that we just read.
Right.
Elders. Go ahead. Known men. Wise amongst the people. Go ahead.
As I had appointed thee.
As I have appointed thee. So when you hear people say, rank ain't nothing. Okay, rank is important for structure's sake. For structure's sake. Okay. Some brothers, give me that dude, Job 32, I think. It just popped in my head. You know what I want, Yuri? Flattering. That one. I know it's in Job. It's in Job somewhere. Is it Job 32? That's the thing popping in my head. I could be wrong, though. Job 32:21.
Yes, sir. Job chapter 32, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither.
And when it says accept any man's person, talk about partiality. We've noticed in some IUIC sanctuaries, some of you brothers have men around you. You accept them because you are partial to them. You like them. That is not scriptural. That is not scriptural. You see a man with he has wisdom in scriptures. He has skills. He knows how to deal with the people. But you like this other guy over here only because he kissed your behind. Read it again, Yuri.
Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man.
Now, the brother with no skill set, very little wisdom, you make him a captain or a high-ranking officer.
Bruh.
That's just a flattering title. He don't fit the bill. I'm talking to men in other states. I'm asking them basic questions. When it says Abraham, Genesis 22, 18, you know that one? Don't get it. Don't read it. But can you paraphrase it for us? How does it go? He's a father.
Father of many nations.
Abraham, father of many nations. Blah, blah, blah. That one. Nobody can explain it. I'm going through officers of 50, officers of 60, officers of 10, officers of 20. You can't break that down? What's wrong here? How'd you get these titles here? Read that again, Yuri.
Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man.
Mm-hmm.
For I know not to give flattering titles.
No, I know not to give flattering titles unto men.
In so doing, my maker would soon take me away.
God will kill you because you're partial. Job said God will kill you for that. Why? Because you put friend shit over what the scriptures say.
That's right.
I like this friend over here better than the one that fits the bill. The one that fits the bill is always correcting me. You want men like that around you. I tell the bishops, the deacons, I don't want no dummies. I don't like yes men. If I say or do something wrong, I expect the men around me to say, Bishop, don't say that. Don't do that. That's what you need around you. When you got people, yeah, everything you got, you say is right. You're a fool. You're setting yourself up for a fall. You need critical thinking. If you're the smartest one in the room, you better get out the room. Find another room to go into. Find some, surround yourself with brothers that got some sense.
Right.
Yuri, where we at?
Back to Colossians, sir.
Yes, read it again.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 5. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order.
That's right, order. Back to order. Now, for the past 2 days, we've had meetings in terms of restructuring IUIC. When I say restructuring, I'm talking about some men have rank. I'm trying to be nice. Some men have positions that they don't fit the bill. I'll give an example. Remember that idiot that used to be with us named Captain Shem's brother-in-law? Yeah, your brother-in-law. Lobba's boy. We're in a meeting. Now, this is years ago. Thank God he's gone. We're in a meeting, and this is when we first set up the first IUIC podcast. And it's him and that other idiot, Uzziah, explaining it. And I noticed when we had questions, they would refer back to this young man over here. So I'm like, excuse me. I got a question. Who set this up? Was it you two? Or was it this young man over here that you keep going to? They said him. So I said, well, why am I talking to you? They said, because we have rank. But you don't know what you're talking about.